And we finish with the words of Jesus to the church in Laodicea. We finish with the words that are on the front of your bulletin there that you got when you came in. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, Jesus spoke these words to you, church, to Laodicea, to the lukewarm church. Are you on fire for Jesus now? Are you ice cold for Jesus now? Or are you somewhere in the middle? If you're not on fire and you're not ice cold, you are lukewarm. And he says this to Laodicea, behold, I, the Lord, stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and eat with him and he with me. That's such good news. And as we consider these three gifts of the Magi, who were not kings, as we consider the obedience of Joseph, a small player in the story of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as we consider how to follow God here today in Alva, let us ask God to make us to be people disciplined to know and to listen and to go. You like that? That's a tweet, huh? Make us to know and to listen and to go where God sends his people for his glory. We are connected to the air hose that those people who are those scuba divers. I don't exactly know how to do it, but I've got enough that I'm not going to die, and I can deal with the depths of this, and I'll be able to explore and to see what's down there. Normally, I wouldn't even step out into it. I mean, I don't know if I like to. I can't hold my breath that long, and the snorkel thing, it gets in your throat when you don't spit it out enough. I don't like the snorkel thing. But the two, and I'm not scuba diving because that's nuts. Put me 30 feet down with a tank that might run out. Right? But with the tube, if you're connected with me, I'll go where you will send me, God. I'll dive in and I'll go where God sends me. And we train. We train to swim and we train to dive, to kind of kick your feet up and push your head down, to remember to breathe. Because you're connected. Because you'll get there. Because he's enough. And you can stand. God sustains us. So let us resolve to know God. First and foremost, you must know him. And to know his word, you need to read your Bibles. If you don't, you're illiterate. If you can't read a Bible because you can't read, it's the same as a person who doesn't read a Bible because both don't read. So you say, I know God, Lordy, Lordy, I've been saved, Jesus died for my sin, good, we'll see you in heaven. In terms of being useful on this earth, though, know how God works and what he's like. And stand firm. And when trials come, you don't go, you know what? I gave it to God and he didn't show up and I'm out. I'm going to disobey him today because he's not true and it's not enough. And this is, I've been tired enough and I'm just going to do that. Don't do that. Don't insult me as your friend. Don't be that, because your witness and testimony of Jesus Christ is that people are looking at you. Stand. Is it true? Stand. It's really true. It's true and you're going to be okay. And it's nice, and he's only going to keep you here for sermons this long once in a while. It's true. And be disciples that make other disciples by your actions that stir people to wonder, by your answers that give people a lump of coal to go start a fire with, by your directions to go to the scripture and find it yourself. Be disciples that make disciples so that people will see and know that Jesus is Savior and Lord. Okay? So I'm putting it away. And I'd like to pray and say, God, it's that simple. Will you guide us, please, to know you, to seek your will, to have heard from you and to go where you send? God, will you do that in our lives? Help us to learn this art of listening and going. Help us to knowing you, to trust that you'll guide, to be in fellowship with people who can correct us when we get it wrong. Because we all get it wrong, God. Will you help us together as a community of faith to walk worthy of the calling to which we are called in Christ Jesus? I pray that in Jesus' name. Amen.